up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up. Dark way you did that when they think tough.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
How much I just a her and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Bets throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
The Monday, September 11th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And good afternoon, everybody. And thank you, everybody who reached out. Yes, I'm feeling a lot better. I will tell you no lie. Mr. Producer, that food poison that I had. But look here, I don't know. And no, it wasn't barracuda either. For plenty of y'all who hit me up, no, I don't partake in Barry. I got enough sense not to play that roulette, right? But anyway, all I can say is, whenever you eat a plate of food and you say, boy, this tastes good, right? If it tastes overly good, you probably about to be booby-trapped. Because I say, boy, this plate tastes good, and boy, look here, the next thing I know, I was running the sprints. Yeah, man. It's not a good thing. So, there's a lot of stuff still out there, all right, lingering. You got dengue around, you got COVID around still. Still sanitize, still shore up yourself, all right? And take those precautions. And like I said, I didn't see it coming, but boy, it hit me. And had me down and out. And I appreciate everybody who reached out and made sure I was good. And Pearly for holding it down. But I have no fear I'm back in the chair. So we're going to do it. And we got lots to talk. What did I eat? Something I shouldn't have. Something that was booby-trapped. No, I didn't have no bad crab either. Only one person could prepare crab for me. That's my wife. If she don't prepare crab for me, guess what? I ain't eating it. So no, it ain't no crab. Y'all ain't no good, boy. Y'all is the biggest and the best, boy. You know, y'all is the best, they tell you. All right, guys, no, but I'm back in the chair, man. We're going to have some fun today, for sure, for sure, for sure. Yeah, you know I ain't going to go there. But anyway, y'all just try jinx me to go there. A couple of things we got to talk about, though. Now, normally, on Monday, we'll talk to Roscoe Thompson in Abaco. Roscoe has some very important meetings today with the council down there. And Miss Daphne's traveling back from New Providence. And Miss Reckley is not available today. So next Monday, we'll do it with the whole gang from Abaco. All right? But today, we got lots to talk about. I'm going to open up the lines because there's several things we need to talk about. All right? Now, you know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Family Islands, toll-free, 242-300. 5720 242 300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, You know how to chime in? Let me hit you with your trivia so we can deal with this. All right? All right. Recent survey revealed that every Bahamian kitchen has at least 7 of these in it. What is it? That every Bahamian kitchen has at least 7 of these in it. And that's obviously the Bahamian kitchens that were surveyed. So out of the surveyed set of kitchens, all revealed that they have at least 7 of these in their kitchen right now. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. You know how to chime in while you work on that, and you know what we're playing for. Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Coupons, Lunch and Dinner Your Choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right. Now, I'm going to get into the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, who are what's making headlines in the 242. New arrivals right now in stock, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, findthreads.com. All right, I need to know what y'all think of this. Because when I was laid up, some stuff was coming down the pike. And boy, I tell you, when we get to the buzz, I really want y'all to chime in. But let me know what you think. And I'm looking at what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Huge headline. Approval of PM top 60%. 60% where? What is the science behind this poll? Because if it's a phone poll, I need to know who you called. What was the criteria and what were the questions? Because the way I see it is, what is being conveyed by the administration, approval of PM top 60%, but hold on. Let's look at this. All right. The public domain asked respondents whether they approve of the job being done by the prime minister. 23% said they strongly approve, and 42% said they somewhat approve. But wait a minute. Approval of PM tops 60%? No. Approval of the PM tops 23%, because they strongly approve. Now, the 42% said they somewhat approve, but that's not total approval. Somewhat is not total. So you can't lump them two together. Somewhat satisfied is 42%. 9% somewhat disapprove, so that's not complete disapproval. 9% strongly disapprove, and 16% said they don't know. So, what do we know? That 23% surveyed said they strongly approved the prime minister. And the rest, somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove. What are we getting here? Survey results also show high overall approval of government. Well, listen, let me do my own phone survey and my text survey. Do y'all approve or disapprove of this administration thus far? Let me know. Chime on in. Let me know. Or if you know how to do this math, break it down for me. Because I know 42% said they somewhat approve. It's not total approval. I somewhat approve. Me now. Yeah, some things I agree with, some things I don't. Approval of PM top 60%. Oh, now wait a minute. If you did this survey amongst all PLPs, then I see the 60-40. Because, you know, I hear there's some little backroom fighting and all, but it ain't total overthrow. So I get a 60-40. I can live with that if it was just a total PLP survey. Now, can they tell me if they surveyed Bahamians at large or just PLP members? Because I need to know how to get to this. Pintard hits out over immigration shakeup. Now, this, to me, was crazy over the weekend. And at the end of the day, why? And see, I got to look at it like this. Why are we here? Now, the government has yet to make any announcement regarding the changes at the highest levels of the Department of Immigration, but opposition leader Michael Pintard is accusing the Davis administration of victimization over the removal of the acting director of immigration, who had privately sounded the alarm on what he suggested were improper and even illegal actions relating to the handling of immigration and citizenship matters. The Nassau Guardian reported on Friday the acting director, Kentura Ferguson, was being placed on leave and offered an early retirement package, and that former director William Proud, who retired from the public service in 2021, is being returned as immigration director. The Guardian also reported on Friday that Deputy Director Dwight Benneby was considered for or offered a package for early retirement as well. Now, hold on. Then you hear the chairman of the party, Mr. Fred Mitchell, putting his voice notes out about there should be penalties against whistleblowers. Wait a minute. First and foremost, why is this happening? Why? For someone doing their job how it's supposed to be done? They get thrown under the bus? We need more people. Like Ms. Ferguson. Okay? Who are not afraid to call wrong where wrong is. We've turned a blind eye for 50 years. Look where it's got us. At some point, we need to identify wrong and call wrong what wrong and let be wrong is wrong. And you shouldn't be punished for it. Everywhere else around the world has laws implemented to protect whistleblowers. We here have individuals saying we need laws to persecute whistleblowers. Make it make sense. How? There's no way this woman should be going through this problem. And why is a woman the scapegoat in all of this? Why haven't we heard anything from the female members of parliament? You don't see women rise to this level in this country, to the post that Ms. Ferguson had, and then just to be dismissed and retired because you called for the department to do better and follow protocol? Is that what I'm getting from this? How many more ways will this administration reward wrongdoings by its members? And especially its MPs? Dear God. All right, let's check some texts. Naughty light bills are more than many people's pension and mortgages. This is fact, not to mention other things that were made taxable. The increase in BPL bill plus VAT on the bill and surcharge is a direct result of Brave's policy blunder. This is the genesis of hardship for most Bahamians. Taking into account the misery index among Bahamians, this has to be a skewed PR political poll. Time will only tell. Yeah, very skewed. They did this test at the PLP headquarters or in the Haitian village. I believe they are failing the Bahamian people miserably. I guess you mean the poll. Okay. Naughty, the poll was based on the PM's travel locations. They polled people where he traveled. Oh, God. Y'all are on a roll today. And all your answers are wrong, by the way, for the trivia so far. But I'll check them in depth at the break. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I disapprove. 1, I approve. Text him. Don't make me laugh. I somewhat approve. I somewhat disapprove. Stop. Okay? All right? Stop running out with it now. Another man on bail murdered. A man on bail for murder was yesterday murdered by his accomplice, police said. So, apparently, shortly after 3 p.m., two masked men wearing dark clothes and gloves were seen running west on Lightburn Street in the Yellow Elder Gardens community. It is believed that during the exchange of gunshots, the deceased was shot by his accomplice. Moore urges FNMs to support Pintard. Maurice Moore, one of the founding fathers of the Free National Movement, is urging FNMs to fully back their leader, Michael Pintard. Brothers and sisters, I want you to realize our party has a tremendous fight ahead of it. We have a young leader. He's dynamic and is doing an excellent job, and I want you to support him. And we've got to take our country back. Circling the wagons, the FNM. Are y'all? Wow. Y'all know something we don't know, eh? Here in the barbershop, all kind of rumblings and allegations and early election talks. Listen, let me be honest with y'all. This PM ain't calling no early election. He still got plenty other flights to catch and plenty parts of the globe to see before he call that election. All right? No early election coming. Now, that's not a question if it should or not. I'm just telling you it ain't coming. That's my opinion. But if y'all, you know, y'all can let me know yours too. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we're going to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And listen, I don't know if y'all saw the video floating around, but I'll tell you what I'm buzzing on. Y'all see those two grown, rusty police? Them big belly police? That give the in-shape police on the force a bad name? Because, you know, I down with the force, man. I got plenty friends, and I know plenty good officers on the force, and I will refuse to let the bad officers sully the good officers. But them two, on the golf cart, draping up the little kid, we got to talk about that. That was wrong on so many levels. Multiple levels. And we can talk about it on the flip side of the break. Text me, call me, you know how we do it. It's a Monday, the phone lines are open, and the Talking Heads edition continues right after this.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled. Available hot or iced. The Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 352-6676.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, September 11th edition of Talking Heads. And a very, you know, historic day and monumental day in its own right. And I hope you all take some time out just to reflect and just offer some thoughts and prayers and reflection for everyone who lost their lives 22 years ago. Very tragic situation. But through God, through perseverance, it's proof that, you know, you stand strong, you can rebuild. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Okay. They can't like that today. You obviously got the wrong number or the wrong person here. Naughty, has the PM visited Ireland as yet? I don't know. I'll have to find out. I'll have to check his flight schedule. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Hello?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Raymond here. Welcome back, man.
Thank you, my brother. What's going on, man?
I like you, man. I just called you to say welcome back. And
I appreciate that, man.
You sound good, and I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah, man. I had to, you know, get over that, man. That was nothing nice.
And you, not only that, pardon me for butting in. But you explained what was the problem, because I really thought it was Barracuda myself.
Yeah, man, everybody thought it was Barracuda, but I don't dabble in Barracuda. But I've seen too many of my friends done right in with Barracuda over the years.
Boy, that hit me one time. I couldn't put my feet on the ground.
Yeah,
my mother said to me, you could try to die on me.
It's all swell up.
Boy, I don't think I was swell up, right? Boy, but I was painful.
Yeah, I tell you, that
I had to go to the hospital twice.
What?
Yes, I had to get two shots.
Yeah, that barrier will do it to you. I know some dudes
I'm telling you, man.
Get the shot and then go get drip.
Anyhow, I had the drip also.
There you go.
So
let me ask you this, since we got it big in the Guardian today, approval of the PM top 60%. All right, so give me your vote, man. You approve or disapprove of this administration thus far?
Well, you know, I don't really get into the politics, right?
Right.
But, I, you know, I disapprove because some things with needs to happen are not happening. You know what I'm saying?
I with you, Bremen.
Especially for me. You know, and I tired of them driving me around and get one of them was supposed to do some business for me. And he ran into the house of assembly and leaves me in limbo. I don't like that. I really, you know, the only person I appreciate, right, to tell you the truth, is Glennis Hannah Martin.
Yeah,
she's doing a good job.
All right, Bremen, but I appreciate your contributions and you being so candid.
Thank you.
Have a good one, my brother.
You the same.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Nani. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Anton? What's happening, man?
Hey, radio man, Nani. I'm charging the parking
truck. Yeah, man. Look here, boy, Anton, but that food poison had me, boy. That Bud Crawforded me, man. That had me body shots, body rib blows, everything, boy. I was right in.
I was keeping you in my prayer. I heard what talking about, Joe, though. But on the note of the earlier part, when you're talking about the acting director, can you hear me?
Yeah, your radio's a little loud, but yeah, I can hear you. It's a little feedback on your end.
You were talking about the acting director for her.
Right. And, being retired.
And what the Guardian wrote to that effect.
Correct.
You said that we need more people. And then you also alluded, we can't have the minimal women, minimal number of women are rising to top positions, but not in the Bahamas. That's not the case. That's the first point. In the Bahamas, we have droves of women sitting in the top positions, especially in the top technical positions across private and public sector in this country.
All right, Anton, real quick, I want you to let me put it in context exactly how I meant that, okay?
Okay.
Why is the female director being thrown under the bus when it was not her doing? But once again, a male MP has dropped the ball, and a female has now got to pay the consequences for it. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that was the main point of why I called, and I was going to come to that next.
All right.
On that note, let me say this. Look, we don't need more examples like the acting director current of NIB. What we need as it relates to credibility, as it relates to transparency, as it relates to professionalism in this country, we need more women in top level positions like Dr. Virgula Rose, right? The former director at National Insurance Board. You haven't heard any kind of tip from her. You haven't heard any NIB business exposed in the public domain. You haven't heard any ridiculing of those she left behind, right? And they were making it very difficult for her to conduct her job transparently, with the greatest degree of accountability, with professionalism, etc. The former administration made it very difficult for her to execute her duties as the person who was at the helm at NIB at the time. And she simply left.
So she left on her own accord. She wasn't forced out like Ms. Ferguson is being forced out.
No, she left on her own accord. Naughty.
I'm asking for clarification's sake. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, right. But Naughty, she made a personal determination not to allow her integrity to be compromised, not to allow her authority.
And in that instance, Anton, if she went through all of that, she should not have had to go through that for doing her job.
I agree. It was terrible and it was wrong for the.
It don't make it right. Whatever political party does it is wrong. Period.
Right. And getting back to the acting director at the Department of Immigration, what is occurring with her, Naughty? There is no escaping whatever the powers to be determine necessary in that case. Because at the end of the day, Naughty, she has complete responsibility for the day-to-day operations of NIB. That situation got grossly out of hand by almost 1 year on her watch. Who's to be held accountable for that?
But Anton, I get the example that you're making. Now, in relation to this situation, what's the correlation for me? that there were two women victimized by two different administrations?
No. The correlation is you had one who was an absolute professional, who maintained her integrity, who didn't compromise the sanctity and the
So Ms. Ferguson, for calling Mr. Bell out is wrong, for calling me wrong, yes. I'm just trying to figure it out. Is that what you're getting at? She's wrong for doing her job?
Naughty. The current acting director of immigration, the information that was revealed in the public domain, Naughty, that should never happen in any country.
And if that information that was revealed in public domain was happening, those actions, especially by the minister, should never happen, because that don't happen in any other country around the world, same way.
That's an if, and that if is not the case, Naughty.
But then why the shuffle? Why the moving? Why the moving of Mr. Bell to a new ministry if there wasn't a situation? Because we know this administration. Hold on, Anton. You ain't going to override me on mine.
I'm not trying to.
We've already established that this administration will turn a blind eye to wrongdoings. By their MPs until they are held accountable every day on a daily by various platforms. So let's just put that out there. But go ahead.
Okay, great. Can I have the opportunity now to address the conversation?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You asked why the shuffle. Naughty. That's a good question. That's one of the best questions I've heard on talk shows in a while. Guess what? We have a prime minister who regularly says to the Bahamian people, he's a listener. He listened to the Bahamian people. Okay, Naughty? And the cry was never to fire Keith Bell. The cry of the Bahamian people in particular.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. The majority of the populace was calling for his firing. Now, don't go there now. Keep it 100. Go ahead.
Where's that information?
I guess the texters and the callers that call here to this one show alone. I guess they never call for it. And I heard it on multiple other shows on this station, and I heard it on multiple platforms where they were crying. Demanding the firing of Keith Bell. So, Anton, let's just leave that like that. Keep it moving, but I can call BS on that, all right? Keep it moving, though. Let's go.
Can I finish?
Yeah, because I got three other calls, and I really trying to let you finish.
Yes, let me make one point, Naughty, without you cutting me in, right?
Without me calling BS. It's all good. Let's go.
Look at Naughty. At the end of the day, what the acting director at immigration did needs to be addressed, and in the sternest and strongest of manner, because it should not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form, unless Naughty, we are running a third world banana republic.
I strongly disagree with you. Without a Freedom of Information Act in place, without a proper Procurement Act in place, we need whistleblowers, and we need acts to protect whistleblowers. And we don't need your chairman talking out the side of his neck with his septic himself talking about we need laws to incarcerate whistleblowers. That's garbage.
Guess what? At the end of all of that, I agree that we need a whistleblowers act completely. And what she did was not the way to go about dealing with whistleblowing. You don't take private information from private people conducting business with a government entity and provided to the opposition.
I guess WikiLeaks and all of that, but Anton, I got to get to these other calls, man. Good stuff as always. Be safe, bro. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Hey.
I call back. I got your point now, right?
Uh-huh.
It was wrong what they did, Ms. Ferguson. The thing is, Ms. Ferguson wanted to to govern her position in a clean manner, okay? And because she had done that, they had got rid of her, and that was wrong. Now, I don't know the reason why they did what they had done to Benaby, but Ms. Ferguson was right. And that's what you call a decent woman, respectable woman. Her objective was to do the right thing.
Correct. And that's what we want in persons in those
positions.
That's what
we want and need.
All right, Bremen, let me get to these other calls. Appreciate you, brother. All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, Jeff here.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Just 2 seconds here. First and foremost, I listen to Anton very, very closely. Let's establish one or two things here. Has it been established that Ms. Keturah Ferguson, the acting director of immigration, was the one who leaked the information to the opposition? Was that established?
Huh?
Was that established?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who established it. It was her who leaked it, because I heard on a news report today that it was put out there by the opposition.
But I am trying to determine how can they come down on someone who was doing their job. And she's taking the follow because she followed protocol. She wrote to her superiors. Somebody leaked the information. There's no correlation that said that it was she who leaked the information. But yet the government is holding her to account as if she leaked it. Well, who has confirmed that this woman leaked the documents of that agency? This is the part we need to establish. I have not heard anyone say that she leaked the document. And lastly, the Whistleblower Act was something that was promised on the campaign trail again by the government and the official opposition. This current government now has in its power to enact the whistleblower program.
Yeah, why is they have the chairman calling for a whistleblower act to penalize whistleblowers rather than protect them.
And that's a bunch of foolishness. This is why a lot of people are turned off by these political parties. Okay? You cannot say one thing on the campaign trail and then do the complete opposite when you get in government. Some of us out here are sick and tired of the rhetoric. Let's fix this country. And as far as Keturah Ferguson is concerned, let me tell you something. If the PLP government touches this woman in any way, shape, or form, forcing her into retirement or whatever when it's not her time, let me tell you something. That would be their cry, because there are a lot of PLPs who is even against what they're hearing out here with this nonsense that is being presented here. And I am flabbergasted with it, period, because it means that none of us, naughty, in closing, is protected by any moral or ethical thing that we can put forward to expose these people who are doing a bunch of wrong. Thanks for taking my call, Naughty.
No problem, Jeff. Always a pleasure. Let me check some text real quick. Naughty, the PIP called this their reset. Remember they did a fake poll at the beginning of this term? Same nonsense, different day. All right, what else we got? Anton talks about shifts in the government removing, but he means remove the F. Oh, God. I see what you meant there, Dexter. Okay, wow. What else we got? Is it proven that the director released the info? Who is to say it came from the PS? I agree with Jeff. Anton is talking about nothing to do with the price of tea in China. Let's go back to the phone. One more. So Ms. Ferguson lacks professionalism for properly informing the public of a cover-up in a country where there is no transparency or accountability. Please tell Anton to be a Bahamian and stop brown-nosing. All right. Let's go back to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty. What's popping?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in Anton. I've lost respect for him, and so he's not a man. And so, the thing is, I'm looking at Keturah Ferguson, and let me tell you what it's apparent. It's apparent that in this country, we have a lot of females here with more gonads than men. That's what's apparent to me. But also it's apparent to me that, you know, Naughty, I'd like to thank you for disclosing and reminding the public of the fact that you said that somebody was, they're trying to pass laws, the Anti-Whistleblower Act now, right?
Correct.
I don't need to be correct, but something of that nature, right? So, you know, the thing is, what is appalling for me also is the fact that Ms. Ferguson or Mrs. Ferguson was defending the Constitution. You understand?
Right.
That's what she was doing. And so there's really no evidence to say that who leaked what, because I didn't see any documents, maybe somebody's saying it, but I mean information. But what I'm saying is, this is all pathetic. Ben Guardian is running a commercial about the Whistleblowers Act. These people are pathetic. They're not into the truth. I've lost respect for Anton. And so, you know, it is what it is. During independence, some guys should just wear their PLP and FNM clothing because they don't represent the nation of the country. I don't know where the heads are at. He's mitigating and saying, but just euphemism can't solve this problem. You know, it is what it is, man. We're in a big mess. And like Jeff said, we see what's going on, but yet still there's no accountability. But then the people are supposed to just shut up and let these people govern. This is like Operation Lockstep. We have no rights. Nothing. What does it take? The PMA people are so weak. They want us to develop the concept and be accept something they call operating condition. And they want us to reach a state of learned helplessness. That's what they want. Bless up.
Yeah, man, 52, great points. And yeah, that state of neediness, when we want somebody to you know, have power over them, they need you. It's a dangerous thing. All right, let's look at a couple other texts real quick. Naughty, in regards to the officers at the mall with that young man, just know that it was my son. I need someone to help bail me out. Officers must use wisdom and discretion. Treating someone as if they are criminals can make them, become a criminal. And it looked like Shorty was there just bouncing out, rapping, having minding his own business, having a good time. And here come these two. And I didn't hear anything out of sorts. I guess he was trying to explain where he's going. I mean, really. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Baby, bro, everything all right with you, eh?
Yeah, back on track. I appreciate you checking on me, man. Thanks.
But listen, I can tell you now, them over that lady, that can backfire big time.
Ooh, Lord. Man. Say it again. They don't even know how to come back to bite them in the bungie.
Yeah, let me say something. The lady still, she come through the ropes in immigration. And to make matter worse, they bring back a fella who done retire. He done over 70. I sure he got to be over 70 because he done been here about 2-3 times. And to take over from her, what that trying to tell you? Huh? They want somebody there who they control, sell out our country, do whatever they want to do. I use the word sell out because, you know, the way things go.
That's where it is.
I thank God for that lady. That shows why this country mess up the way it is with this immigration problem. You get where you're coming from?
I get it.
We ain't gonna get no place if they continue on this trend. Okay, you are them Chinese. I'll go with that. The Chinese come here. They're here illegally. No document. The officers going to do their job. Use the minister. You stopping them? Come on, man. No, sir. That can't be right. Then he would have looked better if he'd have moved the late, if he just get rid of Bell and bring, bring Sayers there so the lady could have guy Sayers through the ropes and then it would have been better.
Correct.
They want to do whatever they want to do. They want to put in there, they want to put to do the foolishness.
Let's be honest. You know? Got these jokey MPs passing through these ministries every 5 years.
Yeah.
You got people who are there every day for years who know how to tingo, like we say. Who know how business runs, the operating procedures, and the protocols. Those folks need to be relied on to make transitions and administrations go seamlessly and smoothly, and the country doesn't feel the ill effect.
And let me tell you, Bahamian's whole immigration problem, there to the art. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
and
they do.
Opening the paper, every day you see citizenship. That's going to bite us. We're giving out too much citizenship. When those people have children, they children to be citizens. Then they grandchildren have children. Bahamians, hey, we better wake up or else next couple of years this country could be gone. That's all I can say on that. Let me say something else. They talk about this poll they run. I don't know who they call to do this poll. Because for me personally, immigration is one issue. The road work is one issue. BPL, they ain't signed off on the real deal. We paying this big light bill. You talking about they doing a good job? Anyhow, Naughty.
I don't know.
I don't know what poll that is. They run. The only person who's doing something, and to me, who looking to star in with them, is Mr. Cooper, Tessa Cooper. That's the only one.
Yeah. $1.2 billion in investments in Exuma. You can't run from that.
I tell you. He's the only one doing something. At least the tourism count up. At least he's getting some flights coming and everything.
Hold on.
He's still paying his high light bill. Because of what? Neglect. They ain't sign off on the thing. The light bill could have been cheaper than that for them.
Says bungalowing along with the prime minister. Couldn't figure out who say what and what say who. Misspeaking all over the place and we sweating and we still paying.
I don't know what poll that is. Who poll? Where they run that poll? It must be a long line.
They need to take that to the South Pole or the North Pole because that too cool. All right, my buddy, be safe. Let's get this out of call real quick.
Yeah,
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Make it quick. Who's this?
Yeah, I say Naughty Poppy and Naughty sound like that's a done deal for Toby over there with the adventure over the Father's Island. In front of the lady saying that everything cool over by Atlantis. She's saying they cool with us.
Yeah.
With the Caribbean team, what they doing over there.
You see Atlantis selling, though.
Huh?
Atlantis for sale, too, though.
Say it again?
You didn't see those big headlines, Atlantis for sale.
Oh, I didn't know, but I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that. I know they were saying something about not allowing them fast food and Wendy's and other places to come over there. I don't
right,
know
right.
if they changed their mind on that all, too.
I heard no more on that.
You think you could get that, I don't know how you pronounce any name right, El Valle Ramen or something to come on your show? Because he was trying to, I don't want to use the word justify this poll, what he do or...
Oh, yeah, you mean the folks from Public Domain?
Yeah, or when polls come out trying to justify that that people rethink certain things, but we be wrong, we be in our little circle. I want him to know, after all that experience, we still don't agree with his what they come out with the 60%. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
We expected this to be like 80% for Brave Davis right now, man, like Brave Davis.
I just need to break down the numbers and know how they got to it. That's
what. But in spite of it being 60, we really ain't feeling it. We ain't feeling it. We got to make sure we feeling whatsoever the 60. I don't know who they is feeling to say, well, 60% of the people approve of what Brave Davis doing. I know it's on time for the news, but, you know, El Valle Ramen need to come on the show so he could understand the Bahamian people. We know about all of that stuff, what they be doing and stuff like that, but we feeling it out here.
All right, Pop, I got you, man. I can work on that,
all
right?
We need to bring him on, man, because we totally disagree with that 60% and what he's saying right now. Because we ain't feeling it. They're not connecting with us. I don't know if he making it sound how they could get 60% and they just prorogue the host. They had a problem. How to get 60% already?
And Shuffle coming, but everything copacetic? I don't know, boy. All right, Papa.
I don't know if they was paid to do that or people could pay them to say these things. Bring them on so we could ask them these questions.
I hear you loud and clear, Papa. I'll do my endeavor best to make it happen. All right, my brother. Be safe. Let me check a couple of these out of text real quick. Hi, Naughty. Happy you're feeling better. Thank you. What more you expect from Anton? He's so blind and dumb when it comes to the PLP or criticism of the PLP, and I disapprove of the poll. Naughty, what about the ASP who punched a woman in her eye last week, ruptured her retina? She may be permanently blinded in that eye. Threw her in jail just because she rejected his advances. The Tribune has the photos of the bruises on her face and arm. Wow. I need to go pull that up because I might have been bent over the toilet hurling when that came out last week because that food poisoning had me. I had a couple of help me Jesus moments with that, so... Yeah, but I'll go research that. Wow, 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 wow. Naughty is pure gaslighting by this administration, bro. That is an understatement. All right, good stuff, everybody. Chimed in the first hour. Really good stuff. We'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly will be chiming in. Dolphin fans, you got a lot to talk about. But oh, boy. What a way to start the NFL season off, eh? How about them Cowboys? Yeah, and you're 49er fans who were really trying to diminish that big 40-0 victory last night because you knocked off the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-7. You all in your feelings now? Yeah, we came and took your moment. The hardest ticket in the NFC right now in the NFL are the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about it in the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, I said it, and I'll defend it. Coming up, don't touch it.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US$1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US$2,000 off home insurance. With up to US$10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Rick,
we're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, September 11th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. It continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:12 p.m. is the time. And we got to talk sports. I can hear Pearly chiming in already. What's going on, Pearlissimo?
We are the Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one. Yeah, I'm naughty. I'm good, man.
Listen, y'all only did what I said you always could do.
Being that guy, but it's only one. This only week one. This don't mean nothing. This is a win.
I hate having to talk, you know, Dolphin fans up in the chat rooms telling them, look, man, you could beat this team. No, we can't, naughty. What you mean? We ain't got no...
You know something?
Faji, I can pull it out for you, man. I called it.
Something? Most Dolphin fans who I spoke to really thought the Chargers was going to beat the Dolphins.
See? I tell you all
and I picked, you picked in your picks, and I picked and on the show Friday, I picked the Dolphins to win. I said, actually, I picked the Dolphins to win by 7 points, so I missed the spread. They were 3 point. I think the Chargers are 3 point favorites, so I would have won then.
Yeah, I mean,
but the bottom line is, I keep telling people if Tua, and I've been saying this all summer, if Tua stays healthy, that is what you're going to be seeing almost every week.
Well, let me tell you something about your boy Tua.
Couple of mistakes.
Let me tell you something about your boy Tua. All right? And I still don't like y'all. I still think y'all is pawn scum. I still wish somebody break, you know, driftwood off in your blowhole.
Yeah, I can't stand y'all. That's the point now. I understand all that.
But I saw an interview with Tua. And I am now a fan of Tua.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. They asked him about the quarterback situation and other people getting their contract, their second contract, and he didn't get his yet and so on and so forth. And he said, the problem is the quarterbacks play differently. Herbert plays it differently from him. He plays it differently from Burrow. Burrow plays it differently from Hurts and vice versa. But they all play the position to a high standard, which is agreeable if you look at their numbers.
Yes.
He said, but one thing that I don't get caught up in, I don't play them. So I don't really care what the comparisons are because I will never play them. I play their defenses. And when he said that, Pearly, that spoke volumes to me.
Yes, yes.
Because he gets the bigger picture. He's not getting caught up in the urination contest amongst quarterbacks and contracts. Is I need to beat the opposing defense every week, not the opposing quarterback.
Exactly. He's not worried about that. All he wants to do is win, stay healthy.
Well, he played well yesterday.
He did. I had some concerns about the offensive line, and to be quite honest, no sacks. I think two, he got hit twice. So outside of that, I think the offensive line played extremely well without our starting left tackle, Armstead.
Didn't I tell you after coming back from hosting Jazz event, I told you keep an eye on Eric Ezukama?
Yes.
You see that big, huge pass interference he drew yesterday? The dude got speed, yep. Pearly.
Yes, he does. He had a couple of good catches, yes.
Now, so y'all had a good win.
I thought it was a good win. I just think I was upset with the defense. But one thing somebody said to me today, he says, Fangio went to stop Herbert from passing. He did that. Held him to 218 yards, less than 250 yards. We did that. And something else hurts in the running game killers. They had 214 yards rushing against us, but that is something that
you had one fixed. Chunk play on a broken play that meant for like 90 yards or 80 yards. That's 55, and no touchdown.
55 yards.
But hey,
they had a couple of chunk plays. They had a couple of chunk plays that killed us. But for the most part, I think it's learning the defense, understanding it in a game situation. When it had to step up, it stepped up. He held the blitz back. He only blitzed a couple of times in the whole game. But we're not expecting that. And that took them out of the game, and Miami gave away the win. In a couple of weeks, we didn't remember what the score was. We just know as a W.
Well, hey, enjoy your win, man. That was a good win. That was a good win.
Now, what I found was a great win. And I'd be very honest, I did not. I expected Dallas to win. But I did not see Dallas to put a thumping. They get punched to powder. That was a complete win. Even though I give you a little crap and say, oh, Dak can't do this, I was only messing with you. That, I thought, was what you call a complete win. The defense scored, and albeit to the new Dallas, former Miami Dolphin, got himself some good,
Igbahini, baby. What he can do for you all, he can do for us.
I told you that, though. I say he probably just needs a new place.
Well, he was right there.
I thought Dallas was very impressive. They sent a strong message. But let's see how it goes.
I mean, today I've been dealing with the whole, well, Dak didn't do nothing. Listen, 24 and 143 yards in a game where you don't have to throw the football. It's raining. The running game is working. Pollard is averaging 5 yards a touch, and he's got 2 touchdowns. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No. That's why I said it was all I was in the pouring rain.
I don't mean you. I mean
Dak did not have to. He did not have to shoot the ball and do that. They had a complete game, a balanced game.
And other people, you know,
the passing game, the special teams, and the run game.
And a lot of people don't take into consideration that offensive unit of the Cowboys did not play preseason at all. Most of the starters rested the entire preseason, including Dak. Did no preseason games. So that in effect was their
first. Somebody's actually driving passes in a car listening to the show. So if you're driving on Infant View Road, hi, caller. Hi, listener.
There you go. Pearly, you got fans all over, man. Mobile and all. So I take all of that into consideration, and I am quite happy with what I saw last night. And no, I don't think that's a one-off defense. I think that is a defensive unit that has been huddled up under Dan Quinn for a minute now, waiting to unleash themselves on the league.
Let me because I was throwing up this time. Anyway. All right, now. Hold on. Let me catch myself. All right. Yeah. No, I was very impressed with that. Can't believe I'm saying this. I'm very impressed with what Dallas did yesterday. Can they carry it on for the whole season? We'll see.
Now, what kind of disappointed me was, and it also told me that you know, dog don't bark at parked car.
True.
The 49er fans who I know all come out the woodworks trying to discredit the win. Well, we beat the Steelers 30-7. And our offense is better than you. Hold on. Wait a minute. Were the Giants not a playoff team last year? That won in the first round in Minnesota on the road?
Yeah, they were.
Did the Pittsburgh Steelers make the playoffs last year, or were they a garbage dumpster fire?
What we saw yesterday is exactly what Pittsburgh was last year.
Okay.
So they ain't beat nobody. I keep telling people, y'all listen to the hype. See, NFL.com, NFL TV, ESPN, all these sports pundits want you to listen so they can say things to make you feel good.
Yeah. I mean, the Niner fans are jumping on the line right now because...
My cousin from Freeport went all the way to Pittsburgh to the game. I know he upset.
But I can show you something, Burley. It speaks volumes that the Niner fans are all over it this morning. Shouldn't y'all just be happy with your 30-7 blowout? Why you got to all of a sudden now just attack the Cowboys' victory? Why? You looked in the cave and saw it's a different dragon that you've slayed the last 2 years that you might not be able to slay this one?
No. I think it is. They know you know, Dallas Cowboy fans, cocky, biggity, hard mouth, so they have to try do something to quiet you down. That's all that about.
All right, well, 40 points ain't gonna quiet me till next Sunday till we play again. You know that, right?
Who y'all got next week?
The Jets, and we could punch them in the mouth next, too.
That would be so nice. That's why I would be pulling for Dallas next week. A rare occasion to see Pearly pulling for Dallas in a game. Very rare occasion.
And we must have got to go watch that together then.
That's a distinct possibility.
I got to take that on video camera and get it down, but. Nonetheless, I was impressed with the victory. And I would have to say after 1 week, and it's only 1 week, everybody whose team won convincingly should know who the sheep from the goat are right now. And some of the good teams that lost, like a Cincinnati, that's an aberration. Cincinnati in the long run.
Naughty, I have to apologize to you. I have to, from the bottom of my heart, I said to you, Naughty, only trying to set me up to get beat. And you tell me I should have started Trevor Lawrence. I have to apologize, Naughty. That's the biggest mistake I made
in my fantasy
football history is I played Burrow this weekend.
What you need to do,
and not of sense.
What you need to do is go in that league and find who got Calvin Ridley and try to go make a trade.
How you know so good?
And I can tell you the person who got Ridley is running back weak, and you are running back strong. Hello. Okay.
All right. Maybe I'll make an offer there.
Yeah, but speaking of the picks this weekend, 12-3 after 15. Got one to go tonight, and I call the two upset birds: the Lions on Thursday, the Browns on Sunday, and they both landed safe.
I don't remember what I got wrong, you know. I don't even have my paper in front of me. I just got to go down the list.
I know you got a couple wrong.
No, I know. I went with you on the upsets.
Minnesota was one who let me down. I had them to pull it off against Tampa Bay.
I got Minnesota wrong. I got Minnesota wrong. And I got the Broncos wrong.
Yeah.
And I got the Seahawks wrong. You're right.
Yeah, the Seahawks let everybody down yesterday.
Yeah, that's the three I got wrong.
But to the case in point, football is back.
I think I meant to say I picked that Giants to beat you, but on my parlay I didn't do that.
But I'm just glad football is back.
Yeah, I'm excited. So right now I got two things keep me excited. I got my Dodgers got me excited all week because you know they had a spank the Nationals yesterday for getting them out a little hard.
Well, you go ahead and you watch the rest of that baseball for all us there, all right, there, Pearly, because you know.
Baseball is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if I miss baseball on Thursday and Sunday, that's going to suck at 5 days.
Yeah, but my Yankees finished. I going to watch the Cowboys. When they open up the checkbook, call me.
If your Yankees would have been doing this, see, that's your problem.
Pearly, I know it coming in the Bronx, okay? I need the season to be over.
There's a kid out of Japan, I can't remember, Ungala, something like that, who pitched in the baseball classic, who basically shut down the Americans along with Ohtani. He's being offered up this week, and the Dodgers are the front runners to get him.
But why don't the Yankees break open the checkbook?
No, because y'all gonna get Ohtani.
Oh, that's what you're going for, Ohtani?
That's who everybody, Ohtani, I keep saying Ohtani, yeah.
Oh,
the only problem is
I like him in the Bronx. It's a Godzilla.
He may not pitch next year, though.
That's okay. Take a year off and come back.
Yeah, but he'll be batting. So I mean, it'll be a good pickup. He just won't get that big $500 million anymore.
Anyway,
maybe something could offer. You see,
let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a call, Pearly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. Why you and Pearly don't just text each other, man? Huh?
But Jesus God, the barracuda done drug in.
What's up, each other, man?
Look what the barracuda done drug in. It's Mystery Dolphin, who ain't a mystery because you all won.
He did promise he would call in.
This is where I speak. There's no man of self because he got to say, Naughty, you're right. Everything cool. I hear you're under the weather. I eat some bad fish.
That was going to be next, man. It's,
all right.
I'm happy to know that you are well and healthy and alive. So good to hear your voice on the show, my brother.
And thank me for picking your Dolphins and getting some doubting Dolphin fans to actually believe y'all could beat the Chargers this weekend.
Listen, man, listen. Hey, guess what? That was a test. That was a test we passed yesterday, and we did it well. We did it offensively. I wouldn't say we did it defensively until that last play, okay? We did that offensively. Now, I want to say something to you, though, Naughty. I don't want you to brag, son. I don't want you to brag because the Cowboys, they look bad. Dak Prescott, he looked like a backup quarterback.
I was
so
waiting
don't
for this
go bragging yet, because that was like a played yesterday.
No. Stop. You cannot discredit the Giants. That's not a high school team they played yesterday.
Who wouldn't discredit the Giants? The Giants is like powwow. They're like nothing.
The Giants is a playoff team.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
Listen, I don't expect...
Okay. That was disgraceful.
A playoff team again this year.
Pearly, I don't expect nothing from mystery. Unlike you, who could say, hey, I throw up in my mouth a little bit, the Cowboys had a good game. I ain't going to get that from him.
I'm telling you.
I can get all kind of foolishness. He ain't taking it in consideration. Mystery. It was in a rainstorm all day.
The Giants are a very good team. Barkley had 13.
Wait. Pearly, I want you to repeat what you just said. The Giants is a what?
The Giants were a playoff team last year.
What? What about now? What about no?
Their quarterback
that's
was
what?
A top 10 quarterback rating. Their running back had over 1,300 yards rushing last year. And they
okay,
are
so
the
a team, a team like the Cowboys on paper versus the Giants on paper right now. What you think that was supposed to be? That was supposed to be a blowout, but it wasn't that the offense would cause it to be a blowout. It was the defense.
I picked that to be a game within 7 points.
The offense put up 26 points, 27 points. They missed the extra point.
That's because the Giants wasn't playing. The Giants, you see how the Giants is playing?
Okay.
They're playing like a kindergarten game.
To pull a page out of your book, Mystery Dolphin, then I can't give you no kind of credit for beating the Chargers yesterday. Because they stunk up the joint. They made stupid mistakes. They had a cornerback that cost them the game. They had bad clock management by the coach. See how I could make discredit the Chargers?
Not breaking up.
You can't hear that part. Hey, you can't hear that part about the Chargers being also a playoff team who you won.
No, the Chargers is one of the best teams in the league right now, my brother.
Not looking like how Dookie. No. They look like Dookie yesterday, but they look like a JV squad yesterday. Their cornerbacks couldn't cover nobody.
You can't let Mystery cause you to go game three like that.
Performed yesterday. Tua performed. Tyreek Hill performed. Will performed. Listen, literally yesterday.
Now let me show you why we didn't have to perform. We were up 40-0, and we benched everybody in the fourth quarter.
Did you sit your starters
because you were so dominant, or were you in a dogfight down to the last minute trying to beat a jokey JV team like the Chargers?
Well, y'all didn't play anybody. Y'all didn't play no one.
And y'all didn't play nobody either.
Y'all shouldn't celebrate that. Y'all next test. What's y'all next test?
The Jets. And we could do something y'all can't. Beat them.
That's a good game. That's a good game. Now, y'all pass that, y'all okay with me.
All right.
I'll buy you a box of donuts.
Pearly, you see how he turned around? Good boy, y'all Dolphin fans,
y'all,
boy.
Y'all two wouldn't shut up. Let me get a word inside. Let's let y'all two ride.
Go ahead, Pearly.
All right. First of all, you know, you two can't be arguing like that because both teams are both. All right, let me go back to what Mystery said. Mystery, Dak did not have to put up the numbers that is needed to win because the defense have a top five defense. It does have a top it has a top five defense. I expected the defense to be dominant. I expected the Giants to play better than that. Giants stunk up the park. And I take you back to when the Dolphins was the first preseason, Earl Morrill and Bob Greasy very seldomly put up 300-yard games. They had a running game that was working yesterday. They had a defense and special teams that was working. That was probably the most complete game I've seen Dallas play in many a years. Now, if you want to argue and say they can't sustain that and they're going to have a follow next week or the week out, that's fine. We can argue that point. But let me give you credit where credit due. They earned it. They played their butts off, and they probably had one of the Cowboys and the 49ers, probably the two teams that played the best complete game. Best complete game. The Dolphins probably played the best offensive game, but that's the facts there.
When I say the 49ers didn't play nobody, shout out to my boy Leo B. Big up to Leo B. Always got it locked and loaded. Boy Leo, your Steelers took it yesterday. But the Steelers, you can't buy. You got to jump in and say, okay, look at that team who they played.
They beat the team that did not make the playoffs, but they beat the team that plenty people thought improved and
was going to be an improved team. Yeah. But it's week one.
But, you know, you got to look at it, like you say, it's week one. I've seen teams win week one and they win no more games for the rest of the year.
Mystery, I got another call. So what you got for me, Mystery, before we get out of here?
Listen. Everything is just good, right? But I just want you all to watch Dak Prescott this season. Didn't y'all get a quarterback this in the offseason?
Trey Lance. We made a trade a couple of weeks ago for him. Trey Lance.
Yeah, so y'all need to try him or Kostaki and make it. I'll tell you that.
All right, no problem. Minister on the switch, call me and I'll call Jerry and we'll make it happen, okay?
Don't let Macy carry you down that rabbit hole.
Let's go to the next phone call, buddy. You know how he indulges foolishness. I can hear from him for another 6 months now when you all lose.
No, he can call because we win. As long as we win, he can call.
Yeah, but when he lose, deep six. He diving deep down to the bottom of the ocean, deep sea.
You know who's going deep sea? You know deep six?
Oh.
Mr. Kansas City / Mr. Georgia Bulldog.
Boy, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio.
A week ago.
Yeah, Talking Heads.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
My mind going on you and Purdy last night, right?
All right.
But you know, the Dolphins won the game earlier, so, but you know, I got half off the two. That's some yardage with two that put out, right? What, 400 and what?
Yeah, over 400, man. He got some Marino
numbers. 400, more than 400, naughty.
Yes, over 400.
Yeah, but that's great. I start thinking with Don Fouts and the likes, but
you going old school, you know, down Fouts play. Wow.
Yeah, but listen, I got very angry with the game, right, Burley, because, I mean, I try to hold on to see some fun with the Giants to score, so I stopped watching the game in the fourth quarter when they score the last touchdown, and it was 40-0. And I told my nephew, it doesn't make no sense finish watching the game, but I was disappointed when I heard that the Giants didn't score. And then, you know, I went back to Carl Banks, Lawrence Taylor, Mark Barbaro. Man, those guys were hard, man. You know
that
what I mean?
86 Barber, unit.
Joe Morris. It is really ridiculous to see the team go through that. But I wouldn't say the Giants is nothing, you know what I mean? But I was disappointed in the game, but I just like to see them have a better game, really and truly.
I don't think they can play anymore.
Yeah.
You're all cheating the Steelers, eh?
Boy, I know.
You're all cheating with number 77 and number 70. Because as long as they stay healthy on your team, along with your quarterback, look at Doc's back. I mean, number 70 and number 70.
You're talking about Zach Martin, the right guard, and Tyron Smith, the left tackle.
Man, they're some big. They're huge, man. Your defense, I think he ignored the defense. Really, you know, I just thought, you know, you have to look at things that normally you don't care what game it is. Just a shutout is impressive. You know what I mean? But you still got a couple more to go. But Burley, I want you to believe the Dolphins had it somewhere this year. I don't worry if they get mad. Believe you me. Once Tua stay healthy, that's it. But you see, we was bragging with Pickett, so I can't say nothing.
There's a couple of things we got to do. We got to play better on the run game. Xavier Howard.
Yeah, but what you think with the Steelers, man? What you think with Pickett and this new wide receiver we got named Pickens?
Listen.
They bragging with Pickett to Pickens, you know?
I could be honest with you there, 52. I think the Steelers are going to have some growing pains this year. I said earlier, they're going to go through some growing pains this year, but they're going to be a very good team next year and a very good young team. I think Pickett needs to just get baptism under fire, work this year, take his lumps, try to cut down on the mistakes, try to improve as a quarterback, and work on that chemistry with Pickens, the wide receiver. All right? Pickett, former quarterback at Pittsburgh, had great numbers in college. Pickens was huge at Georgia, but injuries happened and he dropped to the second round. But I'll be honest with you. I think that combo is going to be good for years to come in Pittsburgh. I think that's going to be part of it. Those two are going to be a mainstay on the offense.
Probably so.
And I think Deontay Johnson, they may re-sign because they like how he plays the position in their system. But you see what they did with Clay Claypool. I mean, man, listen, they got rid of him. So I think they like what they got in Pickens, and that became possible last year after they drafted him. They traded Claypool. So, yeah, I think they're a year away. I think they take some lumps. I think they win some division games. I think they get better toward the end of the year. But next year is the year that I think is acquisition year for the Steelers. Back in division contention and playoff contention.
I don't know why y'all don't learn to listen to me. You know? I said no playoffs this year. They're a year away mainly because of those two players.
Well, we were on the same page about a year away, Pearly.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's
there? Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, listen. That's a lot of yardage the Dolphins put up to lose now. If they didn't lose that game, I know they'd ever recover. That's a lot of yardage.
Why you going there, man? Why you want to go there? I ain't do you nothing, you know. Why you want to go there?
I just say that's a lot of yardage of offense. Now, how much yard those guys are? They had some big yardage, too.
Who?
The Chargers.
They had 228 yards passing, and they had about 214 yards rushing as a team. Eklar 117.
Defense was in there, boy. Well, anyhow, all I call it is a lot of yardage.
You could say the run game defense was in there because they, other than one or two plays, they basically shut down the passing game there.
Yeah.
They gave up one touchdown pass. They gave up one touchdown pass. Right.
Yeah, there was something, but got us do 400 yards every week to win. I think that happened.
That's gonna almost be natural. 300 plus yards can be natural for Tua between him, Waddle, Crancraft, and Hill, and Berrios. That and then when you look at the running game, that can be almost a natural thing.
All right, so you can say if it don't get them, they go all y'all just barely get away. So anyway.
But guess what? We weren't favored to win the game. We were three point underdogs. So which means we get away. We win. We gone and
really?
It's hard to win on the road in the NFL to begin with. We gone all the way across the country to Los Angeles in there and beat them. That's plenty credit. Understand some weaknesses and things after that happen, but that's plenty credit.
Well, I know that Nassau team, boy. All the behemoths is pulled for the Dolphins now. Nah, Lord.
Not all.
But good much. I'm telling you.
No, that's good much, but when you really look at it, you may not know, but they probably have almost as much Dallas Cowboy fans in this country as they have Dolphin fans.
Yeah?
That's not even a lie.
I hear you.
I'm telling you.
And then they have a chunk of Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
I know you got some Steelers.
If you start hearing a bunch of people say there's Kansas City Chiefs fans, that's bull crap. Only a few. They were hardcore Chiefs fans from way back in the day.
Way back,
You may have some old Jet fans, but I don't know about no young one, not too many young Jet fans. I knew a lot of older Jet fans because back in the day, you only was getting TV radio and you only could hear the Jets games other than he wasn't getting the Miami games.
Well, I spoiled for the Colts.
But you're an Indianapolis Colt or a Baltimore Colt?
I was from Baltimore.
From Johnny Unitas time, man.
Or Boy Jones.
Yeah, he's very bad. Peyton Manning and, you know, when Luck gone and that hurt us. So,
yep. You're searching for a quarterback. I think there was a stat out that there's been 8 straight seasons that you're out a different starting quarterback.
Yeah, we got to get a quarterback.
This kid can be all right.
I think so. I think Richardson, y'all might have something with this guy.
You got something with Richardson. He's just his years in football, he's like a toddler. And based on years in football.
Boy, but he is freakishly athletic, and he can throw the ball out the stadium.
And he can learn. He's smart. He can be great for y'all.
All right, man. Good stuff, man. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be back to get you our picks for this evening. All right. And then, of course, the final 12 going home today, Pearly. One of our favorite segments. And it's only during the football season that it really pops off. We got Richie Eisen today, Reaction Monday. And he's addressing Tua. He's addressing the Cowboys. He's addressing the 49ers. Yeah, it's going to be a good look. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, I forget to ask you, what you eat?
But I ate some bad fish. I ain't no bad crap. All right.
What? Shark or alligator?
I can leave that alone. I just can leave that like that.
It only could be shark, buddy.
No, it wasn't no shark or no barry, but it got me.
Let me know so I can stay away from it, brother.
Listen, just stay away. Stay away from stew fish and leave that just like that, okay?
All right,
cool. Now y'all know it gave me the bubble guts. Stew fish, all right? Was it the stew or was it the fish? I don't know, but I don't want no more of it. I'm good.
It wasn't me. I ain't talking.
No, and it wasn't in the air fryer either. So.
See, that's why I tell you, stick with my air fryer. My air fryer can burn anything out.
All right, quick break. Flip side of the break. We back to wrap things up and get you ready for the final 10 going home with Rich Eisen Overreaction Monday. This is the Monday, September 11th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features 2 crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with 2 slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. The fine style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Island Game, keep you with Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Gotcha on the Monday, September 11th edition of Talking Heads. 5:44 p.m. is the time. Pearly, you got one game tonight to pick, man. Who you like? Jets or the Bills?
Now, my heart wants Josh Allen to do terrible today for my fantasy league. But my head believes that the Buffalo Bills will beat the Jets today. I think the same kind of hype we see with the Giants and the same kind of hype we saw with Pittsburgh, people believing they're that good. I think it's the same thing with the Jets. I don't think they're as good as people trying to make them out to be. I stand corrected. But I don't think they're going to be as good as people think they're going to be. I think it's more name in the name of it. I don't think Green Bay would have let him get away if they thought they could have win with him.
Boy, Pearly, I'll be honest with you. I like the Bills tonight. For a totally different reason.
All right.
Ever since his arrival in New York, prior to Aaron Rodgers' arrival, they've had issues with him.
Yeah, okay.
Now Rodgers comes in and has issues with the situation. He's not a happy camper.
I heard that.
And he's starting his usual prima donna routine, the process of getting a coordinator replaced.
Yeah.
So I look for an early indicator meeting with this offense tonight. If this don't go the way Rodgers goes, he's going to audible. The passing game is going to be affected because he's going to lock in on Garrett Wilson, a la Devontae Adams back in the day in Green Bay. He'll still spread the ball around, but you know he's going to identify his peoples.
Yep.
And I think in him being so petulant as he is, New York is a different breed of animal. It's not in the Midwest. It's not Wisconsin. New York fans are brutal.
No. New York media
is even more brutal. I think he's a little disgruntled to begin with. And I think, you know, until they get everything in order in Jets land, the Bills are still a good enough team to beat them and to be considered a contender. And I like the addition of James Cook at the running back position. He was a part-time runner at Georgia, but averaged like 6 or 7 yards a carry. He's good in the run game. He's good in the pass game. He's young. He's physical. I think they've finally got a runner that could complement Josh Allen that's going to open up the receivers down the field. Dalton Kincaid, the draft pick, and the prior one that was there, Dalton Knox, two good tight ends Stephon Diggs is a monster at wide receiver. If Gabe Davis could get over the hump and become that number two, Josh Allen's got a lot of weapons to work with. The defense is still solid in Buffalo. I think that they haven't lost too many things, and they're coached extremely well. So, I give Buffalo the nod tonight. I like them by a touchdown tonight.
I like them by a touchdown as well. I'm hoping that the Jets walk all over them to some degree. Actually, I wish they beat up each other because Wilson, the guy trying to beat, I got a 20-some point lead. And he got Josh, and he got Garrett Wilson.
Well, I'm watching, I'll be honest with you, I am watching intently because we play the Jets next week, and I want to see what the Cowboy defense could attack Rodgers in his offense.
The same way they did the Giants, they ain't got no offense.
But I want to see how the defense of the Jets, which is pretty good, how they attack Dak and see how we're going to have to combat that. So it's going to be a good watch. It's going to be fun. But I like the Buffalo Bills tonight, 27-20.
So why do you say we only have one pick? Because tomorrow ain't no football, but we can do pick baseball tomorrow.
Correct.
Like a stepchild. I didn't play in baseball because they don't pick me tomorrow.
All right, listen, Matt, hurry up and pick a baseball game.
I picked the Dodgers over the Padres. I picked the Orioles over the Cardinals. I picked the Braves over the Phillies. And I picked the Red Sox over the Yankees, just for that.
All right, good. Now we can go to the break. Rich Eisen will take us home, and I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy Monday Night Football, my brother, and enjoy being 1-0. 1-0.
Oh, you know one thing I'm supposed to tell the callers? They feed me last week, callers, but they didn't feed me this week. Bye.
Oh, Lord. Look at the lowness. And you know MJ was under the radar. My God.
I know. That's
my God.
Then I know she wasn't feeling right.
Boy, and she listening to, she can say pearly true lowness today, boy. Watch what you get.
No, I say, I know. I was going to tease them. When I talked to you yesterday, I deliberately didn't say anything.
Anyhow, I gone, and I will pass the message.
I want to pay off that tree, though. Thank you. Bye.
Pass by and come get him. Anyway, Mr. Producer, be out of here, man, before Pearly don't pick another game. We gone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Wheels, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's. We put fashion at your feet.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features 2 crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with 2 slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Are you kidding me?
It's the end of the world.
Over.
It's the end of the world.
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, you have the floor, sir.
What's with the sponsor? Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, sir?
Everybody good?
Yeah.
How was Monday for? How was Sunday for you? Was it awesome?
It was long and it was delightful.
Yep.
Well done.
I agree.
Well done. All right. Here we go. Maybe week one wouldn't be so sloppy if guys actually played in the preseason. Can we get preseason football back?
Oh, God.
Where guys are actually playing and warming up. I don't want week one where Cincinnati has 3 points and Ryan Tannehill stinks. And you know what I'm talking about? Some of the games were really bad yesterday. And I think that's a byproduct of teams not playing guys in the preseason. Stars in the preseason.
Why
Let's
are you
go.
Looking in the past? Can we look forward? Let's look forward. Past is the past.
I want a better product week one.
Okay.
I don't want 14 unders.
So then what happened?
I don't want road teams winning. I want teams to play their guys
What happened up the road? What happened there?
The one game out of 15 that was really good?
So that's not just the one game out of the...
How many really good games were there yesterday?
Well, it's certainly got to throw Sunday night out. Thursday night was pretty good. Lions and the Chiefs.
Wasn't well played, though.
I don't think it has anything to do with the preseason. I'll say that's an overreaction, and I'm not calling for anything with preseason football. Who cares? Honestly, what's better is that they're healthy. I'd rather see them healthy week one than banged up because of some stupid stuff in a game that doesn't count.
So you're prepared for bad football weeks 1, 2, 3, maybe, playing in the preseason?
How about let's see what happens tonight? Because Rodgers played his first preseason action since 2018, and Josh Allen played. Josh Allen was doing crazy things. So like
tonight might be a well-played game, though.
All right, then let's revisit.
Most of the games weren't.
Just say, Chris, I want the rest of your overreactions looking forward while looking just only to yesterday.
All right,
August is gone.
Well,
I don't want to see it anymore.
Real quick, and this is for TJ.
Yes.
I want to look back 28 years real quick.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is the Cowboys' best chance to win a Super Bowl since 1995.
I can't call that. That's an overreaction from last night. I liked what I saw, and I just think that the Cowboys, it's one of those things where, you know, it was an alpha dog situation, and they destroyed them. I like teams that just destroy teams and just impose their will and leave the opponent in a ball, in a fetal position, wondering about their futures and calling for their mama.
With the little like, black pellets all over Daniel Jones' face.
That's the image I want to, yes, that's the image I want to convey. And the Cowboys did it. And in all three phases. So...
Or since we haven't won a Super Bowl since 95, I think the answer's obvious.
Well, but no, you're also talking about past
best chance.
Seasons.
I mean, you've had other good teams, but this is the best chance, man. This is it. It's now or never.
It's too early. It's just still too early. It's an overreaction. There's just too much to go. There's injuries that can happen. I've seen teams that go 10-1 and then fall completely apart. They look super, but I can't sit here and say it's their best chance when the Niners could be standing in their way. And let's see what the Eagles look like and see what other teams that can possibly coalesce. What else, Chris?
Chris, you said the entire AFC. This is the best team?
Or best chance. Best chance to win a Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
AFC looks a little weak right now after
just
week
week
one.
Just 1 week in. Stop. Yeah. What's next?
It's too early.
Hear me out on this. Just hear me out. Both of these guys won a Super Bowl very recently. However,
yes.
Sunday was the best win of Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford's careers.
I will not say it's the best win of their careers.
It is the best. Rich, hear me out. It's the best. Sean McVay must have been looking around before this offseason being like, I should have went to TV. I should have took the TV money. Mm. I got a baby coming. I could have been staying at home with my new baby. I got a roster of 800 rookies. I don't know any of their names. Matt Stafford is like, these kids are in their phones the whole time. I don't relate to anybody. Everyone thinks I suck now. My arm doesn't even work.
I got it. I see what you're saying.
Seattle in the second half yesterday.
I get what you're saying, Chris.
I think you need convincing.
I don't need convincing because
I'm laying it on
you
thick.
You cannot call anything other than a Super Bowl victory the best win. Now, if you use the word satisfying win, I would maybe buy that. satisfying. He thinks you are out and nobody sees you coming and you know you are equipped to do it. Roster, mind, heart, coaching. You might say, because I don't know, hey, how satisfied are you on a Super Bowl night? Incredibly satisfying, but you don't call it satisfying. You're like, this is spectacular.
Right.
But you're making a case. That was amazing.
It was amazing.
I know. But Mike, I'll just for that, just say it's an overreaction. Mike, I won a Super Bowl, for crying out loud.
You know how much money we made yesterday?
Well, yeah, yeah.
You know how many tickets are worth now? Oh, my goodness.
What's next?
You know, it was also awesome. I mean, watching the Dolphins offense yesterday, Tua and Tyreek, they're the best quarterback wide receiver duo in the NFL. And they are both going to break records this year. Tua is going to set the passing yard record. Tyreek Hill, 2,000 plus, no doubt.
Not an overreaction. Derwin James and J.C. Jackson were back there. Bosa and Khalil Mack were up front. He's missing his left tackle, and they did that. And Waddle was just a few yards shy of 100 yards himself.
It was awesome.
Fourth best passing yards mark in the history of Week 1 football. Third best receiving yards mark in the history of Week 1 football. Not an overreaction. Because if they did it on the road against a defense that is equipped, look out. Honestly, I can't wait. What a perfect time for Dolphins at Patriots for Bill to have this on tape to figure
My
out.
Goodness.
What a perfect time. It's going to be a clinic. Either way, both ways, it's going to be awesome. I'll say that's not an overreaction at all.
Yeah, 10 years ago, Peyton Manning, 5,477. That's going down.
What else, sir?
You know what? I was watching some of the Bucks Vikings game.
Good. So was I.
This is the beginning of the end. Facing the playoffs.
That's insane.
They stink.
Get out of here.
Justin Jefferson, we might be talking about October trade request.
That's a total. You can't even keep a straight face saying that for the radio audience. Okay. No. That's an overreaction.
Did you see the only image you need to see from that game? Justin Jefferson, late in the fourth quarter, sitting on the bench,
singing,
looking like, I want to be anywhere but right here, right now. Reverse Marv Levy. I want to be nowhere but here, right now.
Overreaction. What a big game, though, in Philadelphia to kick off week number two on Thursday night. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Primetime game. You know what happens in those.
I know. And that's where Minnesota got spanked last year.
Spank-a-lanka.
And they still survived and moved on. They were 1-1 last year. They could be 0-2 this year. Minnesota after that, home for the Chargers at Carolina, home for the Chiefs at the Bears, home for San Francisco on a Monday night at Green Bay. Wow. It's a rough road, but I'll just say I'm not going to sit here and say week one's an indication there. I'll move on and say that's an overreaction. What else, Chris?
All right.
I rule on that.
I don't know. I will see.
Okay.
Colorado, Buffalo.
Yes.